Very, there's a very strange Rashi Shem Yishmael talks about. The pasuk says like this: when the Malachim, the three guests, came to visit Avraham, so he says, "Yukachna, yukachna, ma'at ma'im v'rachat suvaglechem." He said, "Let them bring a little water for you to wash your feet, like take a shower, bath." So he says, "Let the servants bring water for you to freshen up." Meanwhile, the food itself, Avraham did himself. He ran himself to shech the cows, maybe even cook the meat. Meanwhile, Sarah is baking bread for them. So here, all of a sudden, the water, they need water to wash up, they're dirty from the trip. He says, "Let the servants bring the water." So Rashi notices it, that this was done through servants, not Avraham himself. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu paid the Avraham Avinu back with servants. Moshe lifted up his stick and hit the rock to bring out the water. God could have brought the water himself. God sent the man. God sent the food from the sky himself. He didn't have an intermediary do it. He could have made water flow from the rock without Moshe. But because Avraham Avinu used servants, shliach, to bring these guests water, so Hashem in the future used a shliach, used Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring the water that the Jews needed in the desert. The food God himself gave from heaven, but the water was through Moshe. Why? Because by Avraham Avinu, it's a very strange Rashi. Rashi's quoting a Medrash, obviously. What's this all about? And Taka didn't Avraham Avinu ran and he shechted the three cows and he prepared the food and he even maybe served the food. So why by the water to wash it up, he has the servants do it? Why Taka was the svar for Avraham Avinu to do it that way? Another question here is, it says in the pasuk, also very strange, Yukachno ma'at mayim, let there be taken a little water. Why was he so stingy with the water? It came to meat. He shechted three cows. Rashi says he wanted to give every single person a complete tongue. Tongue is a delicacy. So he needed three different cows to get three tongues. So he gave them a tremendous amount, big servings of food. And it was lavish. How come with the water, he says, to freshen up, wash yourselves and your face, your hands, your legs, take a little bath, shower. He was at a little bit of water. Why all of a sudden a little water? Okay. Okay, says a very Hasidic pshat. So we already saw that the Shem Mishmul brings down the Chassidish of Pshatim about food. We saw the other day that in Chassidus and in Zohar and Kabbalah, food has different energies. So it's a bread which is white, is the energy of chesed. Meat, which is red, is the energy of din. Now, water is a very powerful energy. Water is the energy of purification. We use water to make a mikveh. Mikveh is matar. Water cleans. Physically it cleans, spiritually it purifies. It's a power of purification. So, and basically, it's also very strong chesed. Water is very strong chesed because water spreads. You have to contain it; otherwise, by itself, it keeps on spreading. It's just chesed. Chesed means spread goodness. Water is chesed. So, by giving them water, he was trying. Spiritually, mystically, He was trying to get these people to become Baalei Chesed, to give out and do good things. And purification, purify themselves from anything evil. Now, he thought that these people, they looked at him like people. He didn't know that they were angels till later. Originally, he thought they were regular people, and he thought that they were worshipping idols. Rashi says that he was telling them a little bit to stop worshipping idols. When he said, wash your feet, he meant wash your feet from the idolatry, because they bowed down to the ground. Maybe we could explain something here from this Rashi. We know that the Arabs, they're the most people who bow. They bow. Whenever they're praying, they lie flat on the ground. Yeah, because they come from a certain nomads who used to worship the ground. Avraham Avinu met them. Avraham Avinu says they look like Arabs. Rashi says that these three people look like Arabs. Arabs is before Islam. It's before. It's actually, we say Yishmael, but the Yishmael, he left the house of Avraham. He grew up in the culture outside. The culture outside is what we see. This kind of what we call the Arab culture. So originally they were worshippers of idols that these wanderers who wandered with camels and donkeys and like they call Bedouins. That was their original culture. Like Yishmael joined them because it says he lived in the desert. He used to go around Para Adam. He wanders around. So he joined that nomadic. Living the life of a nomad where you traveled, pitch your tent, travel, you had sheep. That was a very common thing. Cities, living in cities developed much later. So these nomads, they would worship the ground. So it could be, that could be the pshat. I'm just thinking, it never occurred to me till now, that that's maybe why we see that the Ishmaelim, the Muslims bow down to on the ground, because they're fixing the original sin that their ancestors used to worship the ground, so they lie down to the ground, they're bound to Hashem, to Allah. So that's maybe a good merit for them, that they switch the original cult rite, you know, their practices of idolatry, they flipped it into worshiping God. That's why they do a lot of bowing onto the ground, much more than us. We don't do that. We don't bow to the ground so much. Only in Yom Kippur, once a year, but on the base of Mikdash, we're not so much into bowing to the ground. We don't have that original problem of idolatry with the ground. Yes?
So why still a little bit of water?
Okay, so now, why a little bit of water? Getting back to the vision point. So he says like this. He says, since he thought these people were idol worshippers, he was afraid to give them too much of this energy of spreading out, of giving, because love, he says like this, love, which is chesed goes with Ava, love and chesed is like everything else in the world, because on the positive side it's so powerful. It's extremely powerful on the negative side, like we see from today's culture. Just to talk about love, maybe the word love is the most used word in the English language. Love, everything is about love, all the movies, all the books, all the TV shows, love. So, but it's bad love. We're not talking, they don't have good love, it's sexual attraction, it's a terrible, it's a destructive love. So love, Chesed, Ava, because it's Taka, the most powerful positive force, it also can be, unfortunately, the most powerful negative force. So,